Welcome to episode 186 of Fourth and John. I am Gail Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn, and we are doing it live, man. Another midday podcast, but news just broke, man. I'm feeling a certain kind of way. Jason Kelce back in the building. I was feeling a little lost at the end of the season when that picture of Kelce, Ertz, and Wentz just sitting out at the field. Mm-hmm. You kind of felt like he might retire. But the fact of the matter is Kelce is back. Ian Rappaport says the Eagles and center Jason Kelce have agreed on a new deal for 2021, paying him $9 million guaranteed at a signing and potentially up to $12 million. Source said he announced on Instagram that he is back for another year. Man, the first week, March 2020 is 21 is one for the record books. Congratulations on the baby. You know, he's basically excited, man. He's excited to be back. In a weird way, are you excited, Evan, that Mr. Kelce is back?
I don't find it weird at all in any way whatsoever. I mean, Kelce has been a cornerstone of that line. He's been like, he's a leader on this team. And when we saw at the end of the season, you see him, Carson, and you know, they're all just sitting out on the field. It was a sad sight to see. You were having the feeling, like you said, that Kelce was going to end up retiring. I was thinking how we're going to have to address this in the draft. Quite frankly, I think we still do have to address this in the draft. Kelce isn't going to be around, you know, forever. So we have to start thinking beyond him. But to have him back this year, that's one less hole that we have to fill. And it's a massive one. So I'm so glad that Kelce is willing to come back, especially in this sort of situation where it's looking like we're kind of staring down the barrel of a rebuild. You know, they're very good on him to do such a thing. Want to come back to this dumpster fire that was last year.
Yeah, John in the comments says, I thought he was going to retire since the Eagles are trying to rebuild. I mean, a lot of people thought he was going to retire. RJ says, huge getting 62 back. So you guys can still wear this jersey very proudly. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, it's hard to replace a man like Jason Kelce. He's a leader in the locker room, but he's also a man of the people.
He's a fan.
Howie Roseman, a few years ago, was relinquished of all control pretty much in this organization. He was put in the side. He was put in the side of the building where I didn't see him for over a year. 2 years ago, when they made a decision, he came out of there a different man. He came out of there with a purpose and a drive to make this possible. And I saw a different Howie Roseman, an underdog, Doug Peterson. When Doug Peterson was hired, he was rated as the worst coaching hire by a lot of freaking analysts out there in the media. This past offseason, some clown named Mike Lombardi told him that he was the least qualified head coach in the NFL. You saw a driven Doug Peterson, a man who went for it on fourth and down. Went for it on fourth and down in the Super Bowl with the trick play. He wasn't playing just to go mediocre. He's playing for a Super Bowl. And it don't stop with him. It does not stop with him.
I can listen to that whole speech. I mean.
Bro, I get goosebumps every time.
I need that man in my locker room. So I'm in a weird way. I'm actually, because I thought he was going to retire actually, and I felt like in a weird way I'm just excited that he's back in the mix. Shout out to Mike Clay with the tweet here, kind of summing up what the offensive line looks like. The Eagles offensive line will likely be very good again in 2020, says Mike Clay. Right tackle Lane Johnson. 386 snaps in 2020. Brandon Brooks, but Jason Kelce and Isaac Suamalu, you know, our left tackle. Will it be Mulatto or Dillard? Will they trade maybe Dillard? I don't know. Like this is a weird season. But the fact of the matter is, it's like they're bringing back the band. They're bringing the band back together. Lane Johnson, Derek Gunn is saying that he's restructuring.
cleared up some space. Gail, I mean, we were sitting here a week ago, and it was like the sky was falling. I mean, we're talking about the cap hell that we are in. We were thinking that Kelce was going to retire. We were thinking that we're going to be moving on from all these different pieces. And now, I feel a lot better today. Like, it's like a new day is upon us. I'm not saying that we're going to be in any sort of contention this year. I'm not trying to jump the gun with that. But I really feel like we have a potential for it to be surprised, for it to be not as bad as we were expecting going into this year.
I mean, another surprising move, Darius Slay giving us some change, opened up $9.1 million. Ian Rappaport again, he says the Eagles have some cat work to do and that focus has begun. They just restructured Darius Slay's contract to create $9.14 million. In salary cap room. Joe Corey says the only way for Philly to get to $9.14 million in salary cap space is Darius Slay restructure is by adding, voiding dummy 2024-2025 contract years. But you know how he does it. He kicks the can down the road and does his thing. And I guess. It is what it is. But the fact that Brandon
is huge, man.
Him restructuring, shout out to Derek Gunn. The fact that those guys are the glue guys, if I'm going to be real, like a Kelce, you know, Brandon Graham.
Yeah.
That's like the lifeblood of the Eagles, no?
And we've talked forever about how, like, I've mentioned how one of my biggest gripes with this team right now is just the youth that's involved. We have the youth movement in both our coaching and our players. And after last year, it really seemed like the youth movement was here to stay, but whether it be the wide receivers, whatever. But to have these veteran voices and these leaders in the locker room, it's going to be huge for us because we need that leadership. We need a vet presence to be able to be there and kind of show these younger guys how you're supposed to conduct yourself in the league. And having these guys here, I can't tell you how monumental it really is.
Shout out to Paul in London. He says the O-line looks good on paper, but I really hope they can all stay healthy because the season is down to our O-line staying strong. I think you got to start looking at the potential replacements. Maybe Drake Jackson out of Kentucky, which would be nice. Shout out to my guy
you
Braxton.
Heard it here first from Gail.
Shout out to my guy Braxton, who covers Kentucky. He's been on. He put me on to him a while ago, and he's like he would be a good interior lineman.
What kind of is he, like a day 2, day 3 guy? What do you think?
You know, he might go mid rounds, but if you're looking at a guy who potentially can be groomed, that'd be nice, and he doesn't have to start right away. But the idea of Jason Kelce didn't feel right retiring.
No,
that's what he was mentioning. It didn't feel going out this way. So the fact that he wants to go out with a bang, some people shout out to Mark. He's feeling an 8-8. I don't know. Honestly,
I've said that before. I think that's probably the worst case scenario of what could happen is to end up in the middle of the pack. So if you end up having a really crappy season, if we went in there with nobody, everybody ends up, you know, retiring or moving on. I could see us, you know, being another in the top 10 again, but I don't know, Gail, if we're able to stay healthy, if Jalen Hurts is able to show some life, get year 2 in these wide receivers and maybe add, you know, a big name generational type
Jamar Chase.
I'm saying you put all those pieces together, this offense really might surprise you, dude.
Yeah, I mean, we're just talking about protection up front. We all know that Carson dealt with it, lack of protection. They dealt with a lot of injuries, a lot of lineup changes overall. So at the end of the day, them getting some of these guys healthy, and it's only in theory. If all these guys can stay healthy together, because you saw, you know, Lane Johnson with the ankle, you know, Suamalo, what's his name? Brandon Brooks with his Achilles.
Yeah.
You know, where do we stand with him?
And we were pretty much starting at a loss when Brandon Brooks like when we didn't have him the entire season last year, that was seriously felt. Brandon Brooks and Lane Johnson next to each other on that line, and then you add Kelsey in the middle, like that entire right side of the line is something that you don't even have to worry about when all three of those guys are on the field. And, you know, obviously there's some holes when those guys aren't in there. If these guys are able to perform like how they've been able to perform in the past, like Jalen Hurts is going to have some time back there in the pocket.
RJ says Mailata played good enough to win that starting spot. He's only going to get better. Brooks, the beast coming back. Lane needs to stay healthy. Kelsey, the quarterback of the O-line, and his leadership is big. We need to run the rock, plain and simple. I believe so. I'm talking about that, getting that power back. Maybe Javonta Williams from North Carolina would be nice. A 1-2 punch, get that ground game going. That's where I want this offense to go. Like power running game with added with the passing attack. I mean, then you're adding weapons around Hurts. I don't know. We also need cornerbacks. Shout out to Chris Malley. We just dropped another video, Talk the Prospect, on Caleb Farley. We're doing another one today on Patrick Surtain. So overall, man, I'm just happy to have Kelsey back, dude.
Mark Bird brings up a great point. I was just wanted to run by you. I mean, like we talk about, you know, adding. Yeah, you'd be down with it. You'd be down with it. Yeah, we looked at that line. And, you know, if you were to just, you know, kind of disregard Mailata and Dillard as a whole, throw Sewell in as the left tackle, that is a formidable line, man. And then we'd also have a little bit of depth behind it. I mean,
Sewell comes in, dude. He's the man. I mean,
he's the man. And then you got to move Dillard at that point, right? Because, I mean, Mailata would be depth at that point, right?
He could play right tackle.
I mean, when you're looking at Dillard being drafted in the first round, his contract's going to be a little bit beefier than Mailata's.
No, so not at all. Shout out to Alex in the chat. What's up? There are no days off for 4th and John. We work 24/7. We talk Eagles 24/7.
We are both bags under my eyes.
Yo, we are both on the job. I'm checking email. Why? I know Evan's got to get to work soon. He's got big things. You know, big things to do over here. I know you, Mr. Importante.
Yeah, well,
you know, it's hard. But overall, dude, I don't know, man. I think, just having Brandon Graham and Jason Kelsey in this locker room makes me feel a little bit more comfortable about like the leadership.
Yeah.
As they progress, they're going to have to start finding the young leaders in the locker room.
Yeah,
but overall, we're getting some cap space back. We're getting our center back, and we're getting
like I feel like this was big, not just in how important it is to have these guys in the lineup, but just like as a fan favorite sort of thing. Like I don't think anybody in this city would ever want to see either Brandon Graham or Jason Kelsey wear another uniform for their entire career. So, you know, I'm usually not big on the whole nostalgia type picks, but these guys are good and they're fan favorites. These are guys that I want to see retire as Eagles. And I'm glad to see that the Eagles, in my opinion, made the right decision with both of them.
Moira, she's keeping it real. She said she's only delaying the rebuild a little. Still not convinced at the QB position, but want to see what the kid can do. I think, if you decide to build around Jalen Hurts, it is what it is, man. Like, I feel like you're going to have to start building around one of your quarterbacks. I'm not going to put it out of the idea of them drafting quarterback at 6. If they like the guy, like if he's higher on their board and Justin Fields says on the board, he's got the intangibles. He's got the arm, or do they just make it look like a smokescreen that the Eagles are interested in drafting a quarterback? Therefore the Carolinas and the Denvers of the world will trade up. And that's where I'd like to be in that space of moving down, not out of the top 10, but moving down a couple spots. If you need to pick a Kyle Pitts, Chase is obviously going to be off the board. Devontae Smith, some may like him more than others. He's a great candidate as well.
But I mean,
for moving down.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
So do you think out of the top three wide receivers that everyone kind of is talking about between Chase, Smith, and Waddle, one of those guys would be there at six available, right? So you would you trade down, have one of those guys be sitting? Say neither Fields nor, yeah, obviously Lawrence isn't going to be sitting there. Say Zach Wilson is sitting there with one of those three wide receivers. You still trading down?
I don't if Zach Wilson was on the board at six.
Yeah.
I mean, I see people super hyped about Zach Wilson, but I'm like, I don't know, dude. Like, I'm not. I mean, he's all right. He's good.
Mm-hmm.
He's got arm talent, but I don't know, man. I still like Fields better than him.
And Mac Jones isn't even in the conversation.
If you wanted to go second round, but I think he'll go first round, back end maybe,
mm-hmm.
or second round. Imagine if they draft a quarterback in the second round, or Trask from Florida, QB. It's his offensive coordinators here. That would be interesting. Freaking QB competition. But
what the bottom line really is with a guy like Kelce coming back, that's one less thing that we really have to worry about heading into this draft. And the same goes for all those other guys that, you know, restructured. So the job in the draft, I feel like today got a little bit easier, which is a good thing. Because we need Howie to be feeling as good as he possibly can feel on draft day, just so he doesn't mess this one up.
Well, I mean, the moves are going to start happening. Free agency is right around the corner. We're getting ready. We're trying to figure out how much money we have in the bank. We're trying to formulate our nucleus. You get through free agency, then hit the draft, mm-hmm. and then we're on and popping. But we just wanted to get on here real quick, talk about the Kelce signing. I think it's great for morale for one more year, mm-hmm. run it back one more year. You got your line intact, get some pieces to build behind him. I mean, Tuimalo could be your center of the future. You can draft a guard. Versatility in mid rounds again, Drake Jackson. So that would be nice. So that's where I'm at right now.
Would you like to give an answer to Aaron's question?
If Jalen is Dak Prescott clone, are we happy as Eagle fans? Answer:
I am.
I mean, if you're going to give me someone serviceable, and I think whether you like it or not, I mean, to Eagle fans, when we say Dak, we laugh about Dak, but I'm just saying. To that locker room, his players gravitated towards around him. If Jalen can do that, he can have his players gravitating towards him. If you listen to the Jason Avant podcast, Q&A, go check it out. Very good content over there. He mentioned how much the players in that locker room gravitated towards Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
So if that moving forward, if Jalen is the vibe, I'm cool. And if you got some leadership in the locker room, I'm good with that. Shout out to Puka. Shout out to Puka.
Happy birthday, Puka's birthday today.
He's how old is he now? He's 28, man.
45?
And he's single. And he's single, ladies out there. If you're looking for someone in El Paso, check him out.
You see, my man was disrespected. I'm an advocate for the kickers and punters of the league, and Cam Johnson. I thought he was one of the more consistent players on our team last year.
Tony Byrne says on the back of the Cam Johnson news yesterday, we all know what Howie's planning for at six. drafting a kicker or punter from Alcorn State. I'm excited about the draft, but I'm excited about I don't know. I like the whole idea of team building. Is something I'm always excited about, but I'm not interested in taking L's though.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, it's going to be a rebuild. Just embrace it. But try to tell that to the team. I mean, if the nucleus was off last year, if they're getting off season training OTAs and they start to develop as a team, I don't know. You tell them that they're going to rebuild. I don't, it's like, I mean, it looks like if the QB play is whack, then I mean, but the QB play was whack last year, so.
It's true. That's true.
Yeah, dude.
So,
are all these people working right now? Like, what are y'all doing? are y'all not working as well?
They're all doing the same career.
Any last words before we get at her?
Things are looking up. I just want to, today was a good day. I'm feeling a lot better about this Eagles team. We still have a lot of work to do. We still have the cap situation to figure out. And, you know, obviously the team is still undetermined as far as what we're really going to be dealing with next year. But today was a good day. So be happy, Eagles fans. I know that the past few months have been rough for us. Let's enjoy today. Today we did the right thing.
I'm going to stay present in today, and I'm going to, it's Friday. Yay. Just got paid. Have yourself a great time, and enjoy having one of our leaders back in the locker room. And shout out to Kyle, who's sweating Hearn's mustache because that's his.
I was good luck last year. I'm not going to lie.
I don't know about that. And on that note, we'll see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly, Eagles. Fly.